This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill, Cirencester. Telephone 01285 642 006. This podcast is also sponsored by the Fryer Tuck Fish and Chip Shop, Cirencester. Telephone 01285 654 263. Or visit www.thefryertuck.co.uk.
Ahoy hoy, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to episode 18 of That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
Now, normally we do all the Star Wars news for the week. There's only been one major bit of news, which is the title of episode 8, The Last Jedi.
So, which we did on a previous video.
Which we did yesterday for a little special video to talk about that. So what we're going to do on this week's show is we're going to do the top 5 things that we want to see in episode 8.
This is
The Last Jedi.
This isn't combined. This is what I want. And this
I've got my 5. You've got your 5. We don't know what each of us has got. So we may only be talking about 5 things because we may have 5 exactly the same things.
Fun. I would imagine there'll be one or two.
There will. So we're going to just go through each one, discuss them, say whether we think that it's going to work or whether it's not. So do you want to go first?
I will.
Go on
so,
then.
So my number 5 is more into Snoke's backstory.
Right, okay. Well, I've got that. I've got who is Snoke. Right. I want to know who... I don't want it to go on, and I don't want another gap between episodes with everyone saying, who is he? What's his story? I want to know who Snoke is.
Yeah. We're going to find out more. I'm pretty certain of it. So that's what I want to find out. Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Yeah, and I it's also... I don't necessarily want to know his full story of what he wants to do, what his master plan is, you know, whether it's to take over the universe or whatever. I just want to know his history.
Yeah.
If he is related to somebody, if he has some kind of special link with somebody.
Well, that's what I put here. Has he got links to previous sequel, previous films? And also, I want to see him not hologram.
As a hologram, yeah. Yeah.
So that was mine.
Because my other thing is that, obviously, there's an advert on British TV at the moment where it's got an alien is like talking through the TV and people race to him. And then he ends up being this tiny little alien.
Yeah,
I just hope that isn't...
be really funny.
He comes out and he's, like, smaller than Yoda.
Well, you could have him, like, where they do, like, the Coke bottle. So he stood at the front of the screen and there's all these people behind him. You think, God, he's massive. And then they walk up and get massive.
And he's just this tiny little thing.
And he's up there going, oh, yeah.
That's one thing for me that I want Snoke to be a bit more fleshed out and not as mysterious.
Right. It's exactly what I put. And then just jumping, which links finding out about people. I wanted to then find out more about Rey.
So is that a separate one?
Yeah, it's a separate thing. So that's my number 4, just quickly.
All right,
that
okay.
Links. No, sorry to jump, but it just links the finding out. I put the finding out about people together.
So how much more do you want to know about Rey?
Well, I want to know a little bit about her. Because we know that she was dumped or dropped at the island, at the planet, wasn't she, Jakor? And there... she's been left and there she has been waiting. So I want to know who left her.
Right. Probably. I think we'll find that out. Yeah. I think that's got something, has to have something to do with Luke. Has to. But yeah. Right, okay. So you've done 2 of yours, haven't you?
Yeah, no, you can do 2
right,
of
I'll
yours.
I'll do 2 of mine.
The reason I just brought that up is because we were talking about finding out more about, so...
Well, 2 of mine are linked.
Okay.
So I want to see Luke with his lightsaber.
Ooh, all right,
that's what I want to see. I want to see Luke just fighting with his lightsaber, and I want to see the teaser trailer to just be Luke in a cloak and his lightsaber turn on. That's it. That's all I want to see in a teaser.
What did you actually write as that sentence? I'm just intrigued to know.
Luke with a lightsaber.
Oh, I put Luke kicking ass. Luke grabbing the lightsaber and showing whoever he is. The boss.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So he's switching it on.
Yeah, so to link with that, and this is something that there was a rumour, and I don't know what... I can't even remember where I heard it or saw it, but the other thing I want to see is I want to see Luke as a powerful Jedi.
Yeah.
He is the last Jedi.
And he was supposed to be the powerful Jedi.
So there is a rumour going around that he brings a Star Destroyer down with the Force.
Oh, really?
Now, I think that would be just amazing. That would be one of those, like, everyone loses their shit moments in a cinema.
Mm.
Or a TIE fighter, or you know, he's so powerful, which, you say he's so powerful, in Rebels, Ezra does that with a TIE fighter.
Oh, right.
He manipulates it so that it turns around and starts firing on stormtroopers.
So he needs to go one up, or bigger,
yeah. So as he is supposed to be the last and most, well, I don't know if you know, he's supposed to be the most powerful Jedi. He's just the last Jedi.
Balance to the Force.
Yeah. Well, did he?
Right,
I don't know. You have to see what the definition of bringing balance is. Bringing balance to the Force, the fact that you have light and dark.
Because
if it's just light, surely that's not balance.
It's not, is it?
So how someone can bring balance to the Force by destroying all the Sith, I don't know what the definition of balance of the Force is.
But you were just saying about, obviously, the other Jedis. Remember Yoda, when he's really old, raises Luke's X-Wing.
Exactly.
Out of the swamp.
Exactly. That's the thing, is that I just think as a set piece, as something that would be akin to seeing the Millennium Falcon in the first Force Awakens trailer and the Chewie We're Home moment, one of those end of trailer moments.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the whole scene.
Do you think
it's just you see that? Luke maybe on a clifftop and he's going like this, moves his hand and like a TIE fighter smashes into the rocks.
I don't think you'll see that on the teaser though. I think that's going to be like the second trailer, like the Chewie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but it'd be one of those like moments where everybody like will lose their shit watching the trailer and everybody will lose their shit in the cinema.
Yeah, because all you're going to see on the teaser, isn't it? It's just going to be boosh, 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 and then we're all going to be like...
But like I say, for me, and like I thought this was the perfect trailer for Episode 7, because we knew that Luke was going to be in it, is all it needs to be is it's almost the same, and this is spoilers for Rogue One, that dark sort of area, and then all of a sudden you see Vader's lightsaber light up. But if you just had I've said it before, I'm sure I have, on an old podcast, it just pans up to Luke in his robes, and then it just bzzz, and the green lightsaber lights up. And I think, oh my God, that's all you need. And like I said to you when we went to Star Wars Celebrations, if they'd have just had that for an Episode 8 teaser, everyone would have left that last panel
thinking it
happy.
Was the best.
They would have, they would have been, you know, and you cannot tell me they couldn't have even put Luke in his robes in just so anywhere and filmed that and made that as a little 10-second, 15-second
trailer. Money and technology they've got, they probably could have done it that afternoon.
Yeah, someone could do it on their Mac.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. But that's my two that are linked. So that's three of mine that have gone.
Okay, so my next one is Poe Dameron. I want to see him fly in the Millennium Falcon, or I think he's going to. I think he's going to take over on the Millennium Falcon somehow.
Right, okay.
I don't know how or where the story will take it, but I think they're lining him up to be, like, I don't want to say the next Han Solo, because he is one of a kind, isn't he? But
so if the way it sort of looks like you're going to have a couple of separate adventures, aren't you? You're going to have Luke and Rey going off.
Which they were in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, and having separate an adventure. And I can imagine it would be Poe and Finn going off having an adventure. Doing whatever.
Yeah.
But that's my point, is that Rey and Luke, at the moment, they have the Millennium Falcon.
Well, only at that beginning bit, because Chewie took them.
Right.
Obviously, they might bring Luke back, and obviously that's where he meets Leia again, and you know, they've got to come back, because there's going to be that pivotal scene in there where Leia and Luke see each other again. It's not going to be in Episode 9, sadly.
No.
I think they've done that. I think they knew they had to do that. I think Rian Johnson knew that scene had to be done in this film. Because if you think about it, they're doing it as a trilogy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're doing three stories. So this one needs to tie up quite a lot. So it's that middle act. It needs to tie up quite a lot for it to be have a nice climax.
Mm.
That sounds awful, doesn't it? But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So the ending of the film, the money shot, is, you know, everything coming back to right.
Mm.
So everything is right. So, I just think Poe Dameron, to me, is that sort of character that would be great.
Yeah.
As a, you know, he could find a bond with Chewie. Not saying he would have the right bond, but...
It would be interesting. And what have and Finn would be with him, or are you talking about him going off?
I mean, I don't know. I can see him, or I want to see him piloting the Millennium Falcon, because to me, he's the guy that's the cocky, lovable chappy, that's gonna take over the Han Solo mantle, and I think that's what they set him up in Force Awakens for.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, they can't not use the Millennium Falcon again. They can't just brush it off. It's what they did in The Force Awakens, we loved, and I hope to see more of that.
Mm.
I don't, you know, they'll do something different, not just recreate what they've already done, but in a good space battle, maybe Poe comes in. I don't know. I just want to see him in there with Chewie. I think it would just fit really well.
Right. Okay. No, that's fair enough. Right. The one for me is, I want Benicio Del Toro to be a badass baddie.
So like a new baddie?
Yeah. I want him to be somebody that, because I think it feels to me like Benicio Del Toro is a bit like Max von Sydow was for episode 7, is that people have forgotten that he's in it.
Yeah.
And then people were going, well, who could he be? Who could Max von Sydow be? And then he was just a 5-minute bit at the start. Yeah. And for someone like Benicio Del Toro, I think he has that look.
He can be a baddie.
Yeah. And you can imagine that if he's maybe grown his hair out a little bit and he's got some facial hair, he's going to look...
Or will they alienize him?
Well, maybe, but he's got, and this is no disrespect to, he's a much better looking guy than I am. He looks quite an alien. He's got this unique look. And I think that somebody like that, it'd be a waste if they used him just for like,
a 5-minute. Hope they don't.
Yeah. I mean, whether he would maybe be, Snoke's enforcer or something. So Snoke is almost like a Tarkin figure and then he is his Vader, that kind of thing. That is maybe somebody that is going to finish Kylo Ren's training.
Right, yeah.
You know, so maybe, because obviously the Sith officially aren't around.
No.
But maybe he is a Sith. And he'd be just somebody that I think he's got that look and he can play that kind of character.
You just hope they utilise him. Like you said, it's a bit worrying that you never hear of him. I mean, the other person they might do it to is Laura Dern as well, because she's obviously in this.
Well, from what I can make out, she is like someone from the Senate or whatever the Senate is, the Republic. Because again, it's an interesting thing in the fact that we all put Princess Leia up as a hero, but for somebody who is a politician, I don't know why I keep doing that, but somebody who is a politician, if you look at the facts, you've got somebody that is running the Rebel Alliance or the Resistance, whose dad was Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So that's akin, again, I've seen all these things, to like Hitler's daughter running the Resistance. So there are some people that are going to be going, hang on a minute.
It's like an episode of LOLL.
Well, yeah. Rest in peace, Gordon.
Oh, yeah, bless you.
If you look back and not think of her as the, you know, the all-conquering hero or heroine, other people might think that's a bit sus to me. That doesn't sit right with me. So you're going to get people there that are maybe going to think, I don't want her to be the head of this. It isn't right. So that's the character I think Laura Dern's going to play. Somebody that's
opposing.
Yeah, a bit more of a politician kind of.
Yeah, and she's a great actress as well.
Yeah, she is, absolutely.
Yeah, so, right, I want to see the Knights of Ren.
Okay.
I want to see them. We had the glimpse in the dream.
Yeah.
I want to see them. They looked badass. Maybe Benicio Del Toro is one of those.
Maybe.
That could work, couldn't it?
Yeah.
So I really, I want to see them. I want to see, they just look good what we saw. I want to see them full on.
So would you like to see them fighting Rey and Luke?
Oh, no, just Luke. Imagine that. Oh, I think I'd climax myself. No, that would just be a fanboy dream, wasn't it? Yeah. I want to see Luke fight.
Yeah.
I put that as my number one. I want to see him kick ass.
Yeah.
You know that he's a bad boy in the fighting ring. And that hopefully that they can do it where it's not quite so stilted as like Obi-Wan and Darth Vader in A New Hope, where it's really old. I know they're supposed to be old, but but they can make it graceful and they can just fight. And with today's technology, that can just be awesome. And like you just said, if he was to fight the Knights of Ren, well,
that would be, yeah.
That would just be...
No, that would be something...
That would be a moment.
And it would be... Again, it's a thing of filling in the blanks of who exactly are the Knights of Ren. And Kylo Ren is the Lord of the Knights of Ren. He's the top dog. So how has he become the top dog? Because I would assume he's, in theory, quite young for...
Yeah.
Well, or whether they're all young, whether they're all fallen Jedi, maybe. Because they've all got lightsabers.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be also... I mean, in that story with... maybe Rey, sort of Luke said, no, I can't get involved. Oh, I'm not going to get involved, but I'll talk to you. And then the Knights of Ren get Rey or something.
Yeah.
See Saren and he just walks in and...
Yeah.
You're just going to lose your shit.
That's what it's all about. Right, my final one is... I know that the tone of the movie naturally is going to be darker.
Yeah.
But, and we did sort of mention this, I think, yesterday a little bit.
Ryan Johnson has said, hasn't he?
But so. I want it to have... the same kind of comedic bits.
Yeah,
fun. Not exactly this. I mean, you know, just the way that the comedy in Force Awakens was effortless.
Yeah.
And there were some fantastic lines. I mean, we've done a top 10?
Yeah.
Top 10 funny moments of Star Wars. And I think there's three of the top five were Force Awakens. Mm. Just some fantastic little lines. Now, I know a lot of that is to do with Lawrence Kasdan's writing. A lot of it saying it was just classic Kasdan, but the BB-8, those little moments with the lighter thumb, and some of the lines. I mean, my favourite line of all of that is when they're outside in the snow, and Finn says, "Oh, we'll use the Force," and Han goes, "That's not how the Force works." That's a great line.
Yeah.
But then Chewie says something, and he just turns around and goes, "Oh, you're cold." I love that line,
and it
never ceases to send me in fits of giggles every time. It's just perfectly played. Mm. But you know, sort of 20 minutes later, spoilers: Han is getting a lightsaber in the gut.
I know.
So it goes from being, you know, a really really funny moment
to quite a shocking moment.
Mm. So. That and look, I love the shocking moments as well. And I love the way it's almost literally light and dark.
Do you think there'll be one in The Last Jedi? A shocking moment?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's a Star Wars staple now. I think you have to have a character screaming no.
Yeah.
You know, I just think...
Who do you think it'll be?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be somebody dying. I just think there's going to be one of those kind of moments. I mean, people keep saying that they think that because it says The Last Jedi that Luke's going to die.
I don't think so.
He may well do. He may well do. You know, and then the final episode of the new trilogy, are the new people taking it on?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I thought the last episode, if he was going to die, would be in episode 9.
Yeah.
Not episode 8. I mean, look, 8.
One beautiful thing that they could do, if they do kill Luke off, and I think Luke might die in episode 9.
Mm.
I don't necessarily think he might die in episode 8.
No.
But you could imagine maybe that at the end of all of this trilogy, the final shot could be that you have Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke... Leia, all as Force ghosts.
Mm. Be nice, wouldn't it?
You know, and
Anakin.
Well, you know, that's
we get Hayden Christensen back.
That's the one thing that really in. I mean, I'm a prequel defender. I am, but that's one of those moments in it that I just can't defend because there's no reason why it should be young Anakin.
No,
there just isn't.
No.
You know, and but that's a whole different.
What do you not want to see in The Last Jedi? Just a quick sort of summary. If I could just put mine in while you quickly think, I don't want to see any of those silly space bollocks sort of situations. You know, the space balls on the ship, those weird things on Han Solo's ship.
Oh, well, the Wrath Tars. Yeah, you know, I don't want to
see any of that sort of.
No, thing. that was just a plot device to get. The story. I mean, I've said before in our commentary and everything, that whole section could have been taken out of Force Awakens. It didn't need to. Yeah, I'll tell you what I don't want. I don't want another Trench Run finale.
No, that's
I think it's been done now. I would like to see that the First Order have got some other kind of trick up their sleeve rather than another planet. I would like to see. I want to see space battles because I think that was one thing that Rogue One did really, really well.
Yeah, and it looks, with the technology they got now, they look so
It looks
impressive.
Amazing, yeah. But I just don't want to see, as much as I love Force Awakens, I love the finale of it, but I think I don't want to see another...
You don't need to.
No. I think they're going to do, if you look at the way it's set up, I think there's going to be two or three story threads that they're going to go through.
Yeah.
Which is what like, especially Return of the Jedi did. You know, you're going from one bit to the other bit to the other bit. That's fine. I don't really know what else I don't want to see, because...
And I hope that they stay practical effects. I mean, they said they have.
Yeah, I think they've seen that it works so well with The Force Awakens.
Which is actually knocking on to other films now. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
So it makes you a bit hopeful. I know we're changing the subjects a little bit, but it is sort of in the same universe with the new indie.
Yeah.
I hope they... I've learned that.
Indeed. It's I can't wait for the first trailer and then we'll do what we normally do. We'll dissect it. We'll get absolutely everything wrong. But it's been in this time where we're getting a Star Wars movie every year. And it's that thing of it's that thing where you wait and wait and wait and you get all the information like for Rogue One. Now, if it's in the good old days with the old trilogy, the original trilogy, you waited 3 years before the next movie.
I know, and you knew nothing.
You
probably
you know?
Get a little picture in the paper every now and then,
That's where I remember. I remember seeing the very first footage of Empire Strikes Back on, it would have been film 79.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. And it was the clip of... Luke, as he's about to go in to fight Darth Vader.
Okay.
And the door goes up, and then R2-D2 tries to get in, and the door slams down on him. And then he goes up onto the... Where it's all orange and black, and then Darth Vader says something in the exact lightsaber. That was the very first bit of it. And I had no idea that it was coming.
Right.
So that kind of innocence is gone, hasn't it? That where, you know, I mean, we know movies that are coming out now in 2020.
Which is quite sad in a way.
It is sad in a way, but the other thing is that you can, I mean, not you choose not to, but it's to envelope yourself, you know, and just like let all the information wash over you and like I say, you can take it or you can leave it. There are people there that are just sat in their bedrooms making this shit up. And there are people there that have got actual contacts that, you know, that is real.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's what. That's why I love going through all this stuff and finding all the little bits of news. Because there are bits there, like I say, when we spoke about The Force Awakens... And we thought, oh, that bit's going to be this bit, and that bit's going to be that bit. And
so
no, it's absolutely wrong.
But it's fun.
But then it was even from bits that I've read online,
right,
saying, "Well, this is going to happen, and that character is doing this, and Max von Sydow is I can't remember the name of the character in Rebels, Kanan, in Rebels, and all this stuff, and you go along with it, you go, oh yeah, that's got to be right, but you know, that's the beauty of it.
But I mean, I tend not to. It's very rare that I will scan over a film review in fear because I've been burnt on a film review, where it just spoils, So I'm very careful in what I do. I usually just tend to read the bottom bits of film reviews. And it's the same for all films. I tend to avoid reading any major articles.
Yeah.
And I have been burnt this week. After yesterday, there was... We talked about Split.
Right.
James McAvoy.
Yeah, I had that ruined for me.
I wanted to avoid it. And then there was an article talking, and it just headlined, I'm not going to say what. And I thought, well, what's that mean? Read it. No spoiler warning.
Right.
Boom.
There you go.
I'm like... Oh, well, that's that film ruined for me.
So that's the trouble. It's like if you're a film fan, you love to keep abreast of all the news and what's going on. And 9 times out of 10, they're all pretty good in the fact that they will at least say, oh, spoiler warning if you want to read on.
Yeah.
But there are places that don't. Like I say, I'm exactly the same. It might even be the same article, but I was reading something about Split. No, it's in the last paragraph. The last paragraph, they said something about it. And it was, I think it was even something like, oh, make sure you stay tuned or keep concentrated for the last scene. And then it said what the last scene was.
I didn't read that far down.
Well, no, it might not be the same one, but it didn't just say be careful and make sure you watch it.
Mm.
It's actually said what it was. So I thought, well, that just defeats the object.
Which is what Star Wars is doing so well, keeping everything a secret.
It is. It is. I mean, J.J. Abrams is a legend master for doing that. And also the misdirection. But then sometimes it's misdirection, you know, the whole Khan, Benedict Cumberbatch thing in the second Star Trek. Everybody knew who he was.
Yeah, it was
where
too
he was still. He was JJ's good at that stuff, and I hope Ryan Johnson's good at it as well. It's great.
It's exciting. It's great,
you know. So we've told you what we want to see. Please let us know in the comments below exactly what you want to see in episode 8, The Last Jedi. It's so nice to be able to say that instead of just saying episode 8.
Or things
8,
you right? don't want to see. Do please tell us. And also remember to like the video. We want those likes. Yes, please.
Oh, that'd be lovely. And come and subscribe. And if you do subscribe, also hit that little bell icon. And every time we release a video, then you'll get notified and you'll know when to come and watch.
And please look for us on Patreon. We do appreciate all the support and we want to carry on doing this for free. We would love to do it for free. So if you could support us.
Yes, we've got some fantastic rewards on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. You can come and help us. We'll do a podcast with you. We'll give you a video message as a greeting. There's loads of different fantastic rewards. Like I say, starting from just $1 a month.
Awesome. So thank you very much.
That's it. What more can we say?
Bring on December.
Bring on December, I know. But we got so much goodness to come before that. So we got a trailer, then we'll have another trailer.
Yeah.
And then, we'll
and then
have,
there's other movies.
We've got Star Wars Celebration coming in April. Mm. So
I still think that's where you're
going. I booked a day off at work on the Thursday so I can watch it.
All right.
From America. Because like we didn't miss it. Was it not last year, but the year before was when they dropped the
Force Awakens.
No, it was last year, wasn't it? It would have been last year. No.
No, 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2015, the April.
Yeah. It was a bit later than that, wasn't it? But we were just about to do our radio show.
And we delayed.
And we had to delay because they were showing the Chewie We're Home trailer. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that I'm going to be, because it's obviously in America this time, we're not going to be there, unfortunately. No. But anyway, we don't.
Unless we win the lottery.
Unless we win the lottery. Yeah.
But I think it's sold out now.
Unless those notes.
Yeah.
Oh yes. So thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see you all again next week for another That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
So may the Force be with you.
The Last Jedi again?
Always.
Oh yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 642 006. This podcast is also sponsored by the Friar Tuck Fish and Chip Shop Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 654 263. Or visit www.thefriartuck.co.uk.